This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
That was my Monday so far. And then I'm like show prepping and everything and looking online, looking on the internet, and a snake pops up on my computer screen.
What's Gina's number one fear?
Snakes.
You're like Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
So this is not a real snake. This is like a photo.
It was a video of a real snake.
Did it happen to just jump out at
it
you?
It just popped up.
Do you enjoy awkward silences and terrible jokes? Well, you've come to the right place. It's the Woody and Jim Joke Off.
We deliver.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Woody and I, we can't laugh. If we do, we lose.
Yes, that's how it works.
Woody, have you ever seen some really good camouflage? If you have, you haven't really seen any good camouflage.
Jim, what country's capital has the fastest growing population?
I don't know.
Ireland. It's always Dublin.
Oh, nice.
Thank you.
Why should you wear sunglasses in math class?
Why?
It helps with division.
Jim, what medical condition causes your clothes to get wrinkled?
I don't know.
An iron deficiency. Terrible.
Would it kill the makers of avocados to put a different toy inside? I've got like 50 wooden balls. Wow.
I laughed at the setup. I didn't see that coming.
That was a good one. That was an authentic laugh. Oh, was cracking
really?
Up.
I love yeah. that. Put yeah. a toy in the middle of avocados.
It doesn't really need a punchline.
It doesn't. It's good. Okay. Yeah. Well, what was the punchline?
Punchline was, I've got 50 wooden balls already.
See, yeah. Yeah, I like that. Okay. Well, that was a short one.
It was good. You laughed. The game was mercifully put down
it
early.
Was. It
Everybody
was.
Wins.
It was less painful.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
The majority of modern McDonald's have the regular counter where you make your order, and they also have a kiosk where you just walk up and push buttons and pay
Screen.
Right there and everything like that. McDonald's says that it speeds things up. It leads to less congestion around the ordering counter.
Sure.
But they also say one of the advantages is you spend more money if you're not talking to somebody and giving your order.
Oh,
if you're remaining more or less anonymous, you might probably buy more food because you know you're not being judged by some minimum wage employee.
Yeah.
Oh.
I see so that. That makes sense.
Yes, like, I will have a couple extra fries.
Yeah, I'm going to go wild because no one's judging me.
The Oscar goes to one battle after another.
The biggest prize goes to that one battle after another, along with Best Director and several other awards. Sinners did very well, winning Best Cinematography, Original Screenplay, and Best Actor for Michael B. Jordan.
Wow.
Jessie Buckley won for Best Actress. One of the fun, funny, and rude things of the awards last night was in order to move people along, they used to always start the orchestra playing.
Sure.
Right, to play you off music. Yeah.
An extra thing last night in which the microphone would start to retract into the floor if somebody was going too long. So they had to like stoop down lower and lower.
Oh my gosh, the image.
In the limbo. Yeah. Oh my God, that's awesome.
And it was fun. As of course they get later and later in the show, they've got to speed things up more and more because they're running behind. And there was a couple of people like where three or four people go up. It's like they all contributed to the Oscar.
Right.
And the first person would like thank their high school drama teacher and their guy who mows their lawn. And then by the time it gets to the second person, the music's playing, the microphone's going down to the floor.
No.
And they're
Just
like, oh, forget it.
Yeah. Kevin took all my time.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. In case you guys missed it, last night the USA played the Dominican Republic in the World Baseball Classic.
Oh yeah.
They won. It was a great game. I think the final score was like 2-1.
Very cool.
Great game. So the USA is headed to the finals. They are going to face the winner of Italy and Venezuela tomorrow night.
Nice.
So
for the championship.
For the championship.
Woohoo, USA. Yeah. Monday, hope everybody survived the storms okay last night. And now the temperature plummets. And they say there's a chance of snow by around noon or so. But they're saying mostly it's going to be flurries. Doesn't
All right.
look like it's going to be huge.
Just keep the sweaters handy. Don't put them away.
Yeah, don't put away anything. I had kind of a very low-key weekend. My girlfriend was off in Indiana with her daughters. They went to a baby shower, and they got caught in that big wind yesterday.
Yeah.
There was huge wind coming back. They, you know, like, they were a little scared coming back. So I had the house to myself. A few other things I had going on got canceled. So I just I hung out with the dogs, ate things that she didn't like. And I had a couple of movie marathons. I watched some Mel Brooks movies.
Nice.
Get some laughs.
Yeah, I read a couple chapters of Project Hail Mary that I'm excited about seeing the movie eventually, but I want to read the book first.
Yeah.
That was part fun. Of my weekend. Yeah. I saw one of the early screenings. They had like a few sneak previews over the weekend.
Yeah.
My wife and I went Saturday night. Loved it. Had a great time. Theater gave it applause. It was really, really good.
You love that. Yeah.
Yeah, I also saw Hoppers, the Pixar movie.
Oh,
liked
yeah.
that. It was pretty good.
Is it good?
Yeah.
That's
and,
cute.
Then yesterday, I did a podcast with my friends about movies and then watched the Oscars.
Yeah.
So
Ooh.
It was all movies all the time yeah. this weekend.
Nice. Well, I had a girl's day. My mom's in town. So me and her and my daughter, which is still crazy to say, even though she's like 12 weeks old. So we had a girl's day Saturday. Just went around running errands and shopping and doing all those things.
Right.
And then yesterday we got her dedicated in our church. So that was really fun.
Congratulations.
And special. Thank you. So yeah, just surrounded by family and doing some fun things.
The Oscars are last night on Friday morning about this time. Jim, who has a movie review podcast, and he's also a part of the Middle Tennessee people who get to see movies free before anybody else. Or whatever the actual
there,
name is.
Your description?
Whatever it's called. So you made your predictions on Friday, and we're going to check your scorecard now to see how well you did.
You're rolling back the tape?
Yes.
Okay.
In the Wayback Machine, here's what happened on Friday. Let's start with Best Actor.
Michael B. Jordan for Sinners.
Yeah.
I like that movie a lot.
Yeah,
it's a great
really
movie.
Good.
All right. Best Actress, what do you think?
Jessie Buckley, it's the easiest one. There's nobody even close. There's no chance for anybody else to win that.
Okay. That's from Hamnet.
Hamnet.
Okay.
She's great.
Best Director?
Paul Thomas Anderson for One Battle After Another.
Okay.
Wow.
What about Best Supporting Actress?
That's going to be Amy Madigan from Weapons.
Best Animated Feature?
K-pop Demon Hunters.
Hands down, I would think, yeah.
Okay. Best International Feature Film?
Is The Secret Agent.
And, of course,
no!
The big one, The Best Picture.
Is going to be One Battle After Another.
Wow.
It's not bad. You killed it.
You did really well.
Got one wrong.
Yeah, that was great.
The one glaring error was that you did not pick the international film winner of Sentimental Value from All Our Friends in Norway.
Ooh. Which was a great movie, by the way.
Oh, you saw that too?
I see. What he says,
he has to see everything.
Free movies.
But
I have to see
stuff that's,
everything.
Even the stuff that's not good.
Yeah.
Right, like, what kind of movie do you hate? Guess what? You got to watch that too.
Yeah. That's why I wouldn't want to do
it.
So kudos to you.
95.1 in Murfreesboro totally hits. 93.3. It's the Woody and Jim Show. Hey, guess what? Chicken butt. Also, it's time to play Gender Wars. Brought to you by our friends at Tree Fellers. Need some trees out of the way? Did they come down last night during the storm? They can help you out. Go to localtreefellers.com. All right, for the ladies in the audience, we have Denise in Nashville. For the guys, we have Josh in Thompson Station. Good morning, y'all.
Welcome.
Good morning.
All right, we have a Get Acquainted question for both of you.
Yeah, let's start with Josh. Josh, what's that chore you put off doing more than anything?
Cleaning the bathroom cleaning the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Denise, what about you? What's that chore you're putting off?
Folding clothes.
Oh,
Oh, yeah.
Boring.
That is the worst.
Yeah.
All right. You each have a screw you can use in the contest. Let's begin.
All right. Multiple choice is how we start for you, Denise. In Star Wars, does Darth Vader have a red, green, or purple lightsaber?
Red.
Red is right.
Woo!
Red for evil.
Okay, Josh. Is Carrie Underwood a judge on America's Got Talent, The Voice, or American Idol?
American Idol.
You're
American
right.
Idol, yes. There you go.
All tied up.
Okay, Denise, there's a PSI number on every car tire. What do the letters PSI stand for?
Pressure per square inch.
No.
Oh, so close.
No. Pounds per square inch.
Oh, press up.
So close. So, so close.
All right, Josh, what do they call the Mediterranean dip made from chickpeas?
Hummus.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Hummus. Okay, that means you got to get this one right if you want to stay in the game, Denise.
Okay.
The friendly confines of Wrigley Field is the home to what Major League Baseball team?
White Sox.
No, the other one.
You had a 50% chance.
It's the Chicago Cubs.
Oh.
Oh, that was tough. You were so close.
I love your confidence, though.
Yeah, she was all for it.
Yeah,
it was to be admired.
You're close, like in horseshoes or hand grenades, but you still didn't get it. All right,
it's
Josh, you're the winner.
Josh, you're going to get a certificate of bragification. Thanks to both of you for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Tomorrow, you need to hold on to that text number because we're going to make it a fun way for you to win some Eagles tickets.
That's right, courtesy of our friends over at Chiba Hut. Excellent toasted subs over on Donaldson Pike.
Good, yeah.
So, yeah, we want to give you Eagles tickets. You just have to listen for songs that have green in the title, like...
Green-eyed lady, lovely lady.
That would work.
Yeah.
Or if we play somebody that has green in their name, like Green Day.
Right.
Al Green.
Right.
That's your cue to text us the word green at 615-553-0933.
Yeah. Somebody's going to win some Eagles tickets.
Woo!
I mean, they're only doing three shows in America. We get one of them. And you know the tickets are a little pricey, and it will probably sell out, so you're going to want to grab these tickets.
Yeah.
Okay, so if somebody's calling in tomorrow, they're going to be texting in green to try to win Eagles tickets. They've got to do it when they hear those songs or artists.
Right.
All right, I want a ruling. What do you guys think? This is a meeting. Should it count if green is said in a commercial?
Hmm.
Mm,
yeah.
Okay,
so
let's do it. All right. So if like you hear a commercial for Green Ventures Landscaping.
Oh, yes.
This is like our show sponsor.
Yes, it is.
That counts.
Okay.
All right. What if there's a peas commercial?
Ho, ho, ho.
Green Giant.
You know, we do run a lot of peas commercials. So
I like it.
Yeah. I think if Jolly Green Giant, I think that counts.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So be listening super hard tomorrow morning for St. Patrick's Day. You just put the phone number in your phone today.
Right. Have it ready to go.
So tomorrow it's super easy. You don't even have to think about it.
Yeah.
I like that.
Somebody's going to some Eagles tickets tomorrow morning. Gina, you say you came in this morning saying, I've had the most Monday ever.
Yeah, man. So my daughter woke up at 3 this morning to feed, and I usually get up at like 3:45 to get ready for the day. So couldn't go back to sleep. So I think that kind of started my morning off wrong.
Right.
Get ready, everything ready to go. And I walk out, and in my garage is not my car. It's things that my husband is working on in the house, which means he parked outside, which is fine. You know, it's only 30 degrees, but it's fine. So
car.
Yeah. And then I look out and his truck is parked behind my car. So I'm like, okay, just have to go back inside, grab his keys. It's fine. So I go out there, I'm carrying my backpack, I have my bag of my breast pumps, I have my lunch, and I have my purse in my hands, plus my cup of tea and my phone and his keys. So I
go to... You are loaded down.
I'm loaded down, yes.
Like an octopus.
Yes, oh yeah.
You need that many arms.
Like a packing mule. So I go to unlock his car, and of course his key battery is dead, which it's been saying it's going out of power, you know, whatever. So it's finally dead, of course.
But did he listen to you? No.
No. So I go to grab, you know, the key out of the little wire or like keyless.
Yeah, you have to pull it out and, you know, have to do it manually like the pioneers.
Yes, yeah. Like goodness gracious. So I finally get it out. I unlock the car manually and the alarm goes off.
Great. And how do you turn off an alarm? Usually it's the key fob.
Yes. So I'm like, crap. So I have to start the car. Well, I have all this stuff in my hands. I look like a moron, like shedding all my layers.
What's the alarm sound like?
Burr, burr, burr. And my parents are in the RV in the back of our yard.
So they're just like feet away.
Newborn. Yes. I'm like, oh my gosh. So I'm rushing to like, you know, start the car and it's a push to start. Well, I couldn't find the push to start button.
In the dark.
So I'm trying to find that while I have to like push with my hand the brake to start it. Finally get it started. I'm like, good grief. It's freezing. I have tea spilled all over me. It's fine. So I'm driving down the road and all of a sudden I get to the light, and which is a long light usually. Well, it's out of power. So it's like the hazard, you know, like the yellow and red.
After the storm, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm like, come on. And of course, like, all no one knows how to use those lights,
right?
No, you know,
yeah, you treat it like a four-way stop, but most people don't do that.
They don't do that.
No.
So that was irritating. So I finally, you know, pulled in and I'm like, well, do I lock the car, because then it's going to go off again? Like, how do you unlock the car without the alarm going off now?
Yeah.
So
right.
Yeah. That was my Monday so far. And then I'm like show prepping and everything and looking online, looking on the internet, and a snake pops up on my computer screen.
What's Gina's number one fear?
Snakes. You're like Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
So this is not a real snake. This is like a photo.
It was a real, it was a video of a real snake.
Did it happen to just jump out at
it
you?
It just popped up. So I'm on high alert today. It's not going great.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
March Madness about to get underway. Selection Sunday last night. Both the men's and the women's teams from Tennessee and Vanderbilt made it and are ranked pretty well. For the first time since 1994, Tennessee State University is a 15th seed, but first time they've made the tournament since 1994.
Cool.
So it's a long time.
Nice.
All right.
Good luck to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Last night at the Oscars, the best picture was One Battle After Another, winning several awards, along with Sinners getting best cinematography, best screenplay, mm-hmm. and best actor for Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, mama, what's up? Y'all know how I feel about my mother and my father's here. Your pops, where you at? My dad came in from Ghana. He flew in from Ghana to be here.
Shouting out his family.
I love
that. Awesome.
Great guy.
Yeah.
He's good looking. He's cut like incredibly.
Yes.
You know, the guy's rich. He's famous. He's talented.
He's got dimples.
Yeah.
Why isn't he married?
I don't. I'm telling you, there's something off.
Because he should be the most eligible bachelor in the world.
You would think so.
And maybe because he is so perfect, he's like, you know, he doesn't know if a woman is for him just for money or for fame or
right.
Because he actually, but every girl loves him. So like, there's probably some genuine love there too.
It's got to be somebody out there.
There's videos afterwards of him taking Oscar to In-N-Out.
Oh, yes. Cool.
Taking pictures with everybody. That's awesome. That's pretty cool.
Of course, he would do that.
Of the people.
Yeah.
He is.
Well, there's parts of the East Bank off of I-24 West that are shut down. I guess there was a shooter, and MNPD and SWAT are trying to get him out to figure out like what is going on.
Right.
And the Shelby Avenue exit on I-24 West is shut down. So if you're going those ways, you know, just give yourself some extra time because it's going to take a while.
Find another way. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Hopefully that has a peaceful resolve.
Yeah.
That's three things you want to know this morning with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits 93.3.
Hey, feeling good like I should. When in Durka, walk around the neighborhood.
We have some Olympic hockey teams to celebrate. Of course, the men and the women in the Olympics won against Canada. And yesterday, they had the Paralympics, which is amazing. They did sled hockey, which if you've never seen, is just amazing. It just looks like so much harder than regular hockey.
They go around on sleds using only their upper body to help propel them and to shoot.
Yeah, they have two sticks with them all the time, one to propel them and one to shoot the puck.
Wow.
And I guess there was a big star, Jack Wallace, who scored three goals during the game.
Josh Pauls couldn't get a shot away. Wallace scores!
they finally beat Canada 6-2. So that means in all the Olympic hockey, we beat Canada every time. Sorry, Canada.
It's awesome.
Or as they say in Canada,
sorry.
Sorry. Sorry.
Canadian accent.
What's that all about?
If you'd like to see these amazing athletes, and they are incredible.
It is amazing.
You can go to the Totally Hits 93.3 Facebook page, also the Woody and Jim Facebook, or anytime you need a mood boost, go to totallyhitsnashville.com.
Totally Hits 93.3. It's the Woody and Jim Show. Also find us at 95.1 in Murfreesboro.
You remember at the beginning of the war, Woody, you said there was one group of people you had little sympathy for.
Right. The ones that were the influencers just saying, oh my God, I'm stuck in Dubai.
Right. Yeah. Like people like this.
That was meters away from us. Look at this.
They're showing the...
That is the Fairmont Hotel in Dubai.
The smoke and the explosions.
With
and
house
stuff.
Music in the background.
Yeah. Right. Have you noticed that those videos aren't coming up in your feed anymore?
You know what? You're right.
They were for the first couple days.
Yeah.
You know why?
Why?
It's illegal.
Oh.
The governments in like the United Arab Emirates and Kuwait and all these different countries, they have laws that like you cannot show the stuff that they were showing right at the beginning. They arrested several people.
Really?
Yes. So, like, you can't show this. They say, what? Okay, here's the reason that, like, kind of makes sense and they use first and foremost is, like, okay, you can't show where, like, missiles are hitting because then the enemies will...
They know if it was a success or
they'll
not.
They'll dial it in.
Yeah.
They'll change their, you know...
Okay.
Oh, wow, yeah. Like, makes sense.
Yeah.
And then, but, like, so that you're like, oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. But actually, it's also, they don't want it to... affect tourism or the reputation of their countries.
That makes sense.
So they don't want anybody showing luxury resorts getting hit or all these different places that make it look unsafe. So now with the threat, there are influencers that are going overboard now who have deleted their earlier videos and are now doing things where like, it's great.
Oh no. So now they're
my
and
gosh.
I love the government.
Oh gosh.
Yeah?
Yeah. Now, if there was like a TikTok I could follow where just shows influencers being arrested, I would subscribe to that immediately.
It would probably be the most popular thing. Yeah.
And throw away the key.
Right?
What are we doing today, you guys?
Going to go to the gym, and I'm also going to go to a press screening of Project Hail Mary tonight.
Woo-hoo!
Very cool. I got some exciting things to do. I have to go to the grocery store and buy some dog food. I'm thinking if I have 3 hours to spare, I may try to watch one battle after another.
Ooh.
Since it has won the Oscar, I believe it is worthy of my viewing.
It has now earned the right.
Yeah. That's right.
To enter your eyeballs.
I am going to try to go to the gym too, so I may see you there.
All right.
Don't look too hard at me because I'm going to be gasping for air. I'm
same.
Sure. And then my mother-in-law stayed with us Saturday night, and she left yesterday, but my mom's friend is coming in Tuesday night, so I have to flip the guest room and make sure like sheets are clean and house is clean and everything. So
the Gina Airbnb must be flipped.
They're ever rotating. Yes. Open door.
Do you tell your mother-in-law that? I said, hey, after you left, we burned the sheets.
No, she did offer to take them off. And I said, no, I got it. So
I got it.
back tomorrow. Of course, it's St. Patrick's Day. Don't forget, listen for green in the songs or in the title of the artists. And you could win some Eagles tickets tomorrow morning.
That's right. Be listening. When you hear those, you text the word green to 615-553-0933. Somebody's going to win Eagles tickets.
Woohoo!
Might as well be you.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.